Welcome back to the Evolution Pod Club. This is your host, Jackie Seiden. The time is now. The season is here. The fruit is ripe for the picking. The sun is in the perfect place in the sky. The planets are exactly where they need to be. The stars are aligned. The air is calm. The energy is perfect. The elements have all conspired in your favor to bring you what you want. So what's left? Nothing. All you need to do is see it. All you have to do is see that you are exactly where you need to be right now, right now, right now, and know that in each and every moment, the time is now. The fruit is ripe for the picking. All the elements of the universe are conspiring in your favor. And that's it. Do you see that? It's all unfolding brilliantly in every moment. That's what every moment is like for you. It doesn't feel like that most of the time. And that's the point. That's the game. That's the system at play. You are perceiving each and everything as outside of you. You are perceiving it as something you need to be protected from. You are seeing things as potentially harmful. Don't sit too long, you'll get a cramp. Don't play tennis, you'll hurt your shoulder. Don't cross the road without looking both ways or you'll get hit. Don't overspend, don't overeat, don't overexert yourself. Don't do too little or you'll lose your muscle and your energy. Take all your vitamins. Don't take too many vitamins, it'll hurt your stomach. Read as much as you can. Don't read too much because you want to save time for other things. Sleep. You got to sleep. Sleep so much. Get all the sleep. Don't oversleep. You'll feel depressed and you won't be productive. I don't have enough time. I can't talk right now. I have to get going. I'm going to be late. I don't have time to eat. I'm going to have too much time on my hands. I'm going to be bored. I have nothing to do there for 2 hours. We can go on and on. All your thoughts all day long, based in fear, based in the illusion, based on the idea that you have been conditioned to believe that you are a victim to outside circumstances. Now, you knew you would come into this physical reality and learn those ideas. You knew you would adopt limiting beliefs about yourself, about others, and about the conditions around you. So now that you have, now that all mankind has, what are you going to do about it? Guess what? If you're here on this call or you're listening at a later date, you're already doing something about it. You have already listened to enough inspiration that you have been led step by step here to learn more about a perspective that is rooted in love, as all things are. You are ready to play with the idea that nothing is happening to you. That cyst on your face, that cyst was put there by you. Why? To get you to a doctor to find something else, to see what you would do, to challenge your beliefs. Aha, there it is. It's there to challenge your beliefs. How can this cyst be for you? It's on your face. Is it even a cyst? How can you approach the cyst in a new way? Can you see that it's for your growth and expansion? You have two choices. You may view the cyst as a disaster and go down the path of worrying about a procedure and cutting into your face and expand in fear and learn more about who you are not. Or you can see that the cyst is in fact neutral, has nothing to do with anything except to test where you are in your journey and trust that it will lead you where you want to go, thus expanding in love and learning more about who you authentically are. You don't even know for a fact it's a cyst. This is happening right now to Jackie, so we're playing around with this a little bit because she has a doctor's appointment later today, one that in an office, impossible to get appointments within 3 months, she got yesterday due to a last minute cancellation. And we are enjoying seeing where this ride takes her. She has been all over the map about it, low vibration, high vibration, and she is going to be amazed at what happens. We are excited to watch. But do you see our point? We say that everything is happening for you, that everything is working out every moment. Do you hear that? Because you hear it over and over. You may write it down in your journal. But do you feel it? Do you feel what that means? Do you feel it in the moments during the day? Do you feel it when you're left out of plans by your friends? Do you feel it when you don't get that job? Do you feel it when you lose your job? Do you feel it when you're ignored by someone you love? Do you feel it when the bill arrives in the mail? Do you feel it when you get sick? This is the work you must continue to do. This is the key. Can you find the perfection in everything that has, is, and will ever happen to you? Even the things that happened to you that others agreed were terrible. They agreed because they didn't know who you were. They didn't know you were an eternal being of love and acceptance. They didn't know you were a creator. And they didn't know that they were eternal beings of love and acceptance. They didn't know that they too were creators. They couldn't know because those thoughts hadn't existed yet. They are being brought forth now by you, you who are asking, you who are ready, you who are here. You are attracting these ideas and therefore bringing them into physical reality, thus opening a pathway for others to attract the same thoughts. Cars didn't exist 200 years ago. Someone had to attract an idea, a thought. That person and subsequent people had to push past enough fear to take action on that inspired thought and manifest that into reality. And once they did, the car became a reality for everyone. You believe in cars, but you wouldn't have 200 years ago. This is what you're doing here. You are great explorers. You are great inventors, and you are inventing the ideas of the future. Feels good, doesn't it? Learn to be comfortable feeling good. Feeling good is not comfortable yet, but it will be. And with that, I'd like to bring it back around to the lovely ladies of the pod club and see how everybody is doing. How's everybody doing?
I mean, there's no cyst on my face, so. So is this where you're headed to now?
I was channeling this and I was like, why are you talking about my cyst? I don't think it is a cyst. I don't know, but this has been such a great test for me because when I noticed this bump, I like got so knocked out of whack and I thought, okay, it's for me. How's this for me? And I thought, okay, well, it is for me. It is neutral. It doesn't mean anything. I'm curious to see what happens. Will I go to the doctor and they find something else that I didn't know about that I needed to know? Will I be able to, I'm just finishing nursing soon. So will I be able to do some fun things to my face? It's okay. My husband's not listening. So I don't know. But the point was, this doesn't have to be a major manifestation event. I guarantee this is actually going to be okay. And truly this office, you can't get in. And I had the idea to call the office at a particular time. And at that exact moment, someone had just canceled during a slot that I happen to have open in my schedule. Perfect, perfect. And I thought, I'm just going to go with it. And I'm going to use this as sort of a test. See what I discover here. And it was just funny because they were totally just giving me shit about it. And it's probably not even a cyst, honestly. So I'm curious to see how that unfolds. I'll let you know.
You're going to run into someone at the office or whatever.
Right. You know, like, yeah. You just don't know. Or yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Or even just talking about this, maybe it's for someone else, who knows? And right. My favorite thing about that is the inventing of new ideas. These ideas are not necessarily things that people believe yet, but they will. Like no one would have believed in a car. And I love that you being here to be involved in this conversation is bringing these thoughts into physical reality. It's changing the mass consciousness. It really is. That's what it's doing. And I also love the calling yourself out throughout the day. I mean, how many of those thoughts have you had? I don't have time to do that. I can't do that right now. I don't have time. I'm going to be so bored. I need to sleep. I don't overeat. Don't overexercise. Don't underexercise. Take your vitamins. Don't take all your vitamins. You know, and then you realize, oh my God, all day long, that's what our brains are doing. Right. And that's all in the fear consciousness. All of that is fine, but it's slowing down any momentum you have to bring about the things you want. And that stuff has momentum. If you get too deep in it, then you're blocking yourself. And here's what's interesting too. Esther Hicks talks a lot about specificity. So all those things I just said are really specific, vitamins. So when you are specific about the things you want in a high vibration, in alignment, that gives that thing more power, more specificity, but it works both sides of the spectrum. If you are in a fear stream of consciousness and you're stressed out and you don't feel good and it's gotten specific, you can't come over that time. I can't. I've got the kids and then I have to go to the grocery store. And you notice yourself getting specific. In order to slow that wheel down and start putting sticks, you know, between the spokes, you want to start generalizing and make it less specific. Okay. I am stressed about time right now. I got a lot of things going on, but it's going to be okay. I'm going to get it all done. Do you see that? The difference between, you notice this when you're talking to a friend And your friend says, how's this going? It's, you know, I'm having a little bit of a rough day. What happened? Well, this happened. And then this happened. And suddenly you're on this train of the shitty day you're having. And that train's going faster and faster. And you're, and it says, well, that doesn't sound bad. Oh, well, it was bad because so-and-so came 10 minutes late and I missed my appointment. And you can't make appointments. I have to, it's a government building to get a passport. I had to go, I can't go now for 2 months. You're getting more specific, more details, more anxious, more rooted in the illusion, more rooted in the fear, as opposed to not giving it that energy and telling all your friends all the things. Don't give it that focus. That focus is just going to bring more of that stuff. Stress about your bills will bring more bills. We're abundant. It's a law of attraction. You cannot repel anything. So if you find yourself with a friend having this venting, fine, do what you got to do. There's no judgment on it. But if you want to feel better, you're going to have to start to pull on the brakes and get a little more general, just as we were saying, with it is going to be all right. I was having a bad day. I can turn it around. And then get more specific about what you want. And as you start to feel better, use that momentum for the things that you are excited about. Today, I went to play tennis and my lesson last week was so epic because I hadn't played for a month and I started playing and I was so excited to be back that it just came together. I was smashing balls. It was awesome. And today I went with this expectation of being how I was last week. It really worked against me and I was not in that excitement and joy and things started unraveling and I started being hard on myself. And as I'm shanking them, I said, I have a belief. You guys are talking about balls right now. Just stay with me. Grow up. No, I'm kidding. So I'm shanking balls now. Balls.
Yeah.
And I said out loud, I have this belief about my forehand right now. And I thought, that's true. So now undo it. And I thought, and I just yelled out, it's going to be fine. I got it. And guess what happened? I was back to smashing balls. I just said that so I could say balls again. So I just said, I'm going to be all right. It's going to be fine. I'm going to get it back. And I did because the belief started and the body followed. Everything follows the beliefs. So anyway, I just wanted to talk about that, about the specificity and the generalization of what we don't want and what we do want. And when you're in alignment, getting specific. So like about the restaurant, specific about the daydream. So what happened? Did you go to the restaurant space?
I did go to the restaurant space. Much like with everything going on in my life right now, I had to push and push and follow up and be the person driving and all the things went wrong. And then like, it's hilarious. I'm so beyond being triggered by it at this point, but still a bit confused by why everything has to be such an ordeal.
You didn't trust the timing of people getting back or not getting back. And you definitely took control by pushing and making things happen, which of course is going to bring about more effort, struggle, more things you don't want and more manifestation events. Would it be interesting to send emails, make a connection, and then wait till you're inspired to follow up when you're feeling good and follow up in that divine timing, as opposed to in that space of getting everything done? Like, I haven't heard back, gotta do it. Because then you're pushing against, what you're doing is you're slowing this process down, which again is fine because it's all part of the process, right? This is the platform that we're on. So there's nothing wrong and there's no judgment. It all is exactly as it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. But in that waking up and writing, shooting out emails with work and why have I not heard back from so-and-so and so-and-so, and in that space following up, the timing is not divine perfection. It is divine perfection in terms of bringing about what you don't want, but it's not divine perfection in terms of bringing about the best, most exciting, most fun version of the restaurant. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So with regard to the house stuff and life stuff and personal and finance and stuff that I'm dealing with, that's just like hilarious at this point. Like phone calls dropped after being on hold for 40 minutes twice, that kind of stuff. Waited 6 weeks, finally got in the mail. They sent me the wrong thing. do you know, that is just like, it's constant effort and struggle.
Okay, stop. I have to stop you because you saying it's constant effort and struggle, and I've been friends with you a long time, so I know when this stuff is going on, but when you say things like that, that is cementing those events and they will keep reoccurring. When you say this always happens to me, of course, I'm the person that's always on hold. I'm in a constant effort and struggle. Just something as simple, not to call you out of your words.
But what's interesting now is like, I see that having been how I would have previously approached this.
Got it.
And yes, my new approach to it, which is like, okay, this is for me. Every single time I like laughed and went, I wasn't meant to talk to them today. Yes. What's here now? I'm meant to right. do something here, you know? So my approach has been very different, but the result has remained the same. And again, even this morning, I just laughed at it. But, you know, my ceiling has gotten so bad, it's caving in, but my realtor's wife has passed away. So it's all like, you know what I mean? It's just, it's one thing that God bless her. So her wife just passed away. That is what it is, you know, but if it wasn't that, it would be the next thing, which would be, that's like all that continues to put that on hold to the point that it's like actually now become a threat. But with the restaurant, interestingly, what's fascinating is that I saw the realtor's picture when I was Googling all of this. So the coffee shop I go to every day, I saw him the day before after we had made our appointment. And I thought, interesting. There was something there, and he was busy. I didn't take a time. We were going to meet the next day. I didn't say anything, but we meet. And then I've now seen him twice since, which is interesting. And when I was inside the space, I had so many visions of things I would want to do, and I didn't feel fear at all. There are several reasons not to do it. I'm sure everyone is aware of what the like hiring of wait staff is, the status of that in the world right now, or specifically in the US. That's why they have not reopened.
We're just talking about the ideas that you had when you were there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the guy was like, well, you know why the space has not been taken over, right? Like, and all of these other restaurants have closed down because this, that, and the other. And it was like, great. That's a great window for me.
Yes. I love that. You know? Yes.
But interestingly, what I realize is there's another restaurant on the same strip that has been closed down for a period. And the idea that I have is very similar to that. And I didn't know that existed because it's been closed since I moved here. And they are actually looking to sell their business because they cannot reopen because they have.
That's what you discovered.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Which is interesting. I still am not quite sure where that fits in.
Don't worry about it. But that piece of information was the next piece. So now it's sort of investigating that. We got to go back to the house foundation. You know that, right? You know that I'm not going to let you just breeze over that like that and not.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We got to talk about the foundation, the symbolic meaning of the foundation, the foundation, the foundation, the foundation. Again, if it's not that, it's another thing. I do think you have a strong belief in you somewhere in your vibration that it's just not going to get handled in a timely manner. And that you are going to be in danger. All of this talk about the foundation is a really good example. And honestly, it's so good because it even scares me to talk about it. So let's talk about it. So let's say your house is about to collapse. Let's say it does. Let's say you go out to walk Willoughby and your house collapses. What happens then? Are you insured?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So your house collapses and you have to get in touch with insurance and eventually you get money back to rebuild it properly. All I'm saying is, let's say it collapses and a fire starts and the whole thing burns down. What do you do then? Well, you have options. You can rent a place. You can move in with family.
Mm-hmm.
My point being, and if that happens while you're doing this work, you can trust that that's the path of least resistance to the best version of the house that you can possibly have. All mm-hmm. I'm saying is let it go and trust it. Let the house collapse. Don't worry. I'm not saying that literally, but vibrationally, let go and let it collapse. Let yourself not even worry about it. That's the worst thing. Or let's say, okay, someone could say no. The worst thing that could happen is collapses and you're in the house and you get hurt. I personally don't think that's happening, because if that were to happen, that would be even to get you on this journey. And I believe that you're on this journey. So I don't believe that you require that big of a manifestation event to wake you up.
Well, which is all this is. What's interesting is that though the foundation would be like symbolically make a lot of sense, I think when I lost everything, I released attachment to it. So the thought of it collapsing actually doesn't bother me. In the thought of the fact that they didn't disclose foundation problems, now that's on me. That's fine. What I think I find consistent is that every person in my life has said what I would say too, which is like, of course you got the house with the foundation problem. Of course your ceiling's caving in. Of course, no one else is going to help you. You're going to have to keep on trying. No one is getting, of course, Jordan.
Is exactly right. And it's so funny because even that was an intro. People agreed with you because they don't know. They don't know yet.
Them, right?
That's right.
Manifesting that response.
So all you're doing is, yes, you are. So what's happening is you're driving a Mack truck and you've been driving this Mack truck at 80 miles an hour and you're slowing the truck, you're trying to turn the truck around. And we're in the process of just slowing the truck because you can't just turn it around too fast. You'll skid out. It's a mess. That's all that's happening. That's what this foundation is. Every time someone says, of course you got that house, that's an opportunity for you to say in your head, that's their limiting belief, not mine. I'm not going to use that as cementing this belief anymore, because all a truth is a belief thought habitually over and over. So that's become a truth for you. Of course I did. That's a fact. I'm going to do that. That's going to happen for me. So we're just rewriting that and just keep playing with it. Just don't subscribe to it if anyone says it. In your mind, I do think part of you also believes that. You must. Part of you believes that. Mm-hmm. It's a smaller percentage. So it's just telling that part. That story is over. That story is bullshit. That's just a story. And that's hard because you're rewriting it with not with your house, but with everything. Of course, you got the this, but the that, and the this, and of course the car with the this, and the dog did that. And it's years and years of momentum.
I have to say, I kind of love it. I'm in a phase of acceptance has been a theme over the past week. It just keeps coming up. Acceptance. Maybe we've talked about it here too, but that keeps coming up, and I have accepted. I think there's so much self-love going on right now, like words that come out when I'm writing. And I'm like, yes, that's maybe never existed. So I'm accepting. I think it's hilarious. And I think it's beautiful that like, it's funny. It's funny. Yeah.
Acceptance is love. You know that. Acceptance is love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is what it is. Mm-hmm. So this is great. So all I would say is don't worry about it.
Yeah. It's just first of all, I've wanted to vault that ceiling. So ever since the crack happened, I'm like, oh, hell yeah. I want to vault the ceiling anyhow. Fucking take it out.
maybe that's what's happening. It's getting to that critical point so that something happens. Again, path of least resistance to bring you the thing that you actually really want. Right. And because you're giving all this love, it actually is on its way. So this will be much like the cyst, very interesting to see if you, because I know you are doing this work diligently and have manifested so many amazing things in such a short period of time, that wouldn't that be fascinating? What if the crack got so bad, the insurance had to step in and they paid, and as you redid it, you got the vaulted ceiling you always wanted. I don't know.
I've totally seen it. I've already planned it.
Yes. Specificity. I love it. By the way, go ahead.
What I'm struggling with, I think, is the constant attempts for trigger. The constant, well, this is every time I am running into a roadblock and I am discovering alignment throughout this, right? I'm discovering how I become less and less triggered, less and less affected. And I'm achieving that, yet it almost seems like it's happening more and more the less affected I get. You're laughing. Please explain.
It's all happening more and more. It's kind of like a bring it on. You're testing yourself to see where you're at, and you're moving very quickly. And there's a lot of your inner self checking in to show you, because your inner self can read, not your words, not hearing your thoughts, but read your vibration. And so your inner self sees where the vibration is clearing out and where you still have wobbles. Your inner self is letting you know there's a wobble here. It's a wobble here. Come on. And I would imagine that all your guys are super excited because you're doing this and you can actually start to smooth out those wobbles. That's all that's happening. It's look at this, Jordan, here. You still have this. You've got this wobble in your vibration. And like I told you last week, there's so much big stuff coming that I imagine at a very high rate, a very high speed, your guys are just excited to do this, to bring forth all these things that are already in your vortex, as Esther Hicks would say. And so you're there. You would do the same thing to a friend. I'm doing it to you right now. Look at this. Wait, look at this. Don't say that. Da, da, da. Because, because you're doing it. You're doing it. And it's very exciting. So that's all that's happening. Don't give it any more meaning than that. That's all that's happening. Happens to all of us. And the more you do this work, the more it happens. And the more you find yourself catching yourself in a negative thought and then saying, oh, I'm letting this bother me. I'm bothered by this. Okay. I'm letting this bother me. This is taking me out of my alignment. I have a limiting belief here. Gosh, if I told you in the past week, how many times I have caught myself thinking things and said to myself, how can you play with us? How can you play with us? How can this? I just backed out of the parking lot after the tennis class. And these two women, as I'm backing up, are just walking toward my car. So I'm backing up and they're just talking and they're just right behind me. And I'm just stuck in this parking lot. They're just chatting. And I'm like, I got to go do a podcast. Move. And my car is beeping. And I'm sitting there and I just sort of sneak out of the spot. And then I swear I missed getting hit by this other car on my way out of the driveway. I swear this car came flying down Whitsett at 20 miles over the speed limit, just out of nowhere. And I thought, man, if I had gotten out of that spot at the time I wanted to, I would have gotten hit by this car. And I'm looking for things. Now that may be true or not true, but I'm trying to find, and you're not always going to see the line. I said the thing about your insurance, but the truth is what's happening with your house will unfold more magnificently than what I just said. What I just said is lame. And that may have actually stopped me from getting into an accident or something else that I can't see. But in that moment I go, whatever it was, I see that those two women were, they delayed me on purpose.
For you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so how many times can we keep doing that all day long? And I know you do that, but how can we do it even more, even more, even more? I was running so behind to come here, and someone I've really wanted to talk to for a really long time. And if she's listening, hi, Jen, called. And I have this. And then right after this, at the doctor's appointment, right after that, I'm going to the city of Burbank. I have my day is stacked. And I knew that the timing of that call was divine. And I picked up and I was so excited. In the past, I would have just let it go to voicemail, called her back when I had time so that we could talk. But I knew this is happening right now for a reason. So it's just having faith that it's all conspiring for you all the time. It's such a hard adjustment because we spend our whole lives doing the other thing. I'll let voicemail pick it up and I'll call back when I can.
Right.
Anyway, the foundation will unfold amazingly. You keep going. Of course, if something very upsetting happens, that will be a manifestation of showing they have a very strong limiting belief that has yet to be processed. But I don't have that sense in my body. And I really am like, I'm just very curious. All of the timing of this is just lining up. I'm sorry if you're a realtor. All this, God, a lot of people are choosing exits right now, it seems like. A lot of exits.
Yeah, it was interesting. Yeah. What's fascinating, also what you just said about the phone call too, is that the theme of acceptance, but there's another theme right now that is me predicting outcomes that I realize I do constantly. And when that's the future doesn't exist.
The future,
and what I realized, the reason I didn't ask a question yesterday is because I had already decided that another question was going to be that none of that actually matters. But the point is I wasn't being present in my moment. If you're not present in the moment, when the phone call comes in, you're pushing something to the future and that doesn't exist, right? I'll call her back. But when you are present and accepting of each moment as it exists in its perfect state, then you see the person that in front of you, that is why you came to the thing when you came, right? You see the phone call, you take advantage of what the universe is bringing yes. to you then. And I think I'm starting to really better understand that.
And also what Jordan's referring to is yesterday we had a call, a live call with Joshua, which you can hear on the podcast, Joshua Live. And she was thinking about asking a question to Joshua. And all that really happened was you had an inspiration to ask a question and fear popped up. And so next time you'll push past the fear. Totally. Exactly. And then the next time you do, and it will get easier after you ask your first question, then you'll ask a second question at some point, and then you'll have confidence and the fear will pop up and you'll push past it anyway. But I remember asking my first question. I was like, I wrote it down.
Well, what's funny is at the end, sometimes if there's not much time, he'll say, we have time for a silly question. Who has a silly question? And I thought, oh, he's going to ask who has a silly question. There's not much time left. And I don't have a silly question, so I won't ask the next question. That's not what he asked at all. But I decided that beforehand.
Yeah, you rationalized your way out of it. By the way, I've done the same thing. And yeah. So now next time, just take the leap, jump in right away, see what happens.
Right. Yeah.
Real quick.
Yeah.
I just want to say, because I had that inspiration and I was waiting and waiting, and then it's noisy where I'm at. So I'm having all of those like resistance. But I just wanted to say on the topic of the foundation and the restaurant and all this, I just hear this. I'm just observing this conflict with you, Jordan, where on the one hand, you're in this place of acceptance and you're really excited about that and everything that you're feeling with that. And it's feeling, and you're even to the point where you're experiencing these things as funny, humorous. And yet there's something that is like, there's still a weight in there about what you're experiencing. I'm just curious if you're noticing that there's like, it feels like there's a conflict.
The part of you that still actually believes.
Yeah. That subscribes to that version of me, which is funny because Jackie, this came up a few months ago with a friendship of mine and the way a person viewed me, and I subscribed to his view of me, right? I think it's interesting. I created that version of me. I didn't subscribe. He didn't create it and I subscribed. I did. I believed in it, right? And manifested that because I did believe I was a mess. I couldn't figure things out. I'm constantly dropping this or breaking that or doing, you know.
You might as well have written that email yourself and sent it to yourself, because those were your thoughts about
yourself.
That's
it, Jordan. That is that is it. That I'm a mess. I can't sort it out.
Totally.
Yes. You wrote that email. Yes.
Totally. And I think, Jackie, that what you said is so great. It's so right. That semi-truck, like a Mack truck, because there's so much baggage you've accrued for years.
Yeah, it's heavy.
To that. Because this didn't happen, you know, 10 years ago when I lost abilities and lost a career. This happened when, this has been present my whole life. Correct. To a certain extent. And I just accrued more and more and more. And I have a fucking Mack truck, right? Like a semi. And to think of it the way that you framed it is so helpful and so apt. Like I have pumped the brakes, but you can't flip that shit around. Right
no,
away.
No, you have to slow that momentum. It takes time. And this is a really helpful thing, Jordan, for anyone who's listening, because everyone has their version of that Mack truck. Everyone, are you guys still there? Adobe just jumped in to be, hi, Adobe.
Yeah, still here.
Adobe is creating resistance.
Yeah, Adobe, I guess I have something there to investigate. Okay, I see you, Adobe. I guess I thought my thought was not interesting or something. But everyone has their version of the Mack truck to some degree. About something. We all have beliefs about ourselves, these limiting beliefs that are more set in stone, that have momentum, and thinking of them as stone is not as maybe powerful as seeing them as moving vehicles, because momentum is momentum, not just a inert solid. It is powerful. And so that's really helpful, because when people start this work and they say, I'm getting frustrated, I don't see I saw the results really quickly at first, and now it's getting harder. They're coming more fast and furious. It's because you're dealing with the real fears that are bigger, and it takes time to slow down that truck before you can turn it around and go the other direction.
And then the turning around is its own event, right?
Oh yeah.
Of effort, I mean, and struggle. So it's a Mack truck.
Look, it might not be this. It might not be this lifetime. This Mack truck, the idea is this Mack truck probably will keep going in this lifetime, because that's what you set up, and you'll slow it down. And then in the next lifetime, you will have all this work. Yes, good. But we all have certain things that we set ourselves up to not to just have, because that's, you know, the design of the system. There are certain limiting beliefs that we carry with us, and that's even limiting. Sure, we could process anything, but we have to have fears in order for this platform to work. Because if we don't have fears, then what are we even doing here? And so you'll have your lifetime, and then take all that information into the next lifetime. It's so crazy. And by the way, this is the hardest thing to get wrap your mind around. And this is where we go with new beliefs and beliefs that people may not believe yet, future beliefs. But it's not just one lifetime. Not only is your inner self with you right now, but your inner self is also living other lives. So people that pass into the non-physical that are with you still, a grandparent, a sibling, a parent that are still with you, they're with you and also living another life on the other side of the world and many other lives. And how crazy is that? How inconceivable is that to our minds right now? But that's how that works. Because sometimes people say, when I'm talking to my relatives that I love and you say we're so connected, how are they back in a new life, but also still connecting with me? They're doing both. We're everywhere all at the same time. Our non-physical, that's no problem. No big deal. But for us, it's like, how? I don't even understand. Okay. So I got off course there, but my only point was to say, wherever the Mack truck is going, this foundation situation in your house will work itself out, is working out for you. That's only one part of what's on the truck. That's just like a crate on the truck. So it's okay. If you want to view certain limiting beliefs as a Mack truck, then they're not really Mack trucks. They're more of like a bicycle with a trailer on the back. You slow them down, you can turn it around. But getting into alignment, every time you get into alignment, whatever comes there, none of that, the truck is up on the side of the road. Nothing in the downward spiral, the negative stream of consciousness, has any momentum when you're in alignment. All that stuff, it just is not moving. You can actually get into the other truck that has love and everything you want, everything you're excited about, everything you've packed up and you can't wait, and you can drive that thing forward. So that's why getting into alignment is so important. Which truck are you driving? You want to get into the rainbow truck. So jump into the other truck and gain momentum there. And on that truck, you could start getting specific about what you're excited about and thinking about, and it starts general. If you have a trouble getting from one to the other, then just make your thoughts general, general, general. That's just general thoughts. It's going to be okay. This is all happening for me. I am a creator. I know it's all unfolding perfectly. I know this is the path of least resistance. I know that everything I want is there, and all I need to do is feel good for it to come. And now you're in the other truck. Then you can get more specific.
Mm. Yeah, thank you. That's so helpful.
Yes. Can we talk about plans? Okay. So this is what I want to talk about. So now that we're doing this work and we know the connection is love and disconnection is fear, anytime someone is inspired to ask you to do something, take a spin class, go to this party, join them for a hike, go to a party with a lot of people the night before you have some serious meeting or presentation. Those are all inspired. And I have a hard time with this, because I guess the idea is you want to say yes and then work through the fears to expand in love, knowing that connection is love. But sometimes you just don't want to do it. Then you're saying no, sure, expanding in who you are not, your inauthentic self. But then my sister made a really good point about, and by the way, it's all perfect. Whatever choice you make was the only choice to ever make it. And there's no use in beating yourself up. Once you make the choice, just make it. but it's fun to play around with. What about those times that you don't want to go to the after party of the party you're at because you want to go home, or forget it? You don't even want to go from the day, the darty. Do you guys know this, that the kids call this the darty? You don't want to go from the darty, the day party, to the night party because you just need some space. You need to be alone. Then you go home and you meditate, you journal. Suddenly you're feeling really good and you have all these new inspired ideas about something you want to do. But you can't say, I'm not inspired to say yes. If you don't say yes, it's definitely fear coming up. But isn't that interesting, all the different ways that can go? This is hard for me because I was becoming more and more reclusive. But my point is, when you're in a lot of fear, I have a lot of fear about being tired and all that stuff, or I did. That was my story. So I was always saying no to plans. Always wanted the invitation, never wanted to have to go. And now every time an invitation comes, I know, okay, I say yes. And then I take the time to work myself there. Because if I don't, then what happens to me happened like when I went to Hawaii with the girlfriends. I woke up that morning with a bacterial infection in my throat, got a UTI within the first 24 hours of being there, and came home early because it was a giant manifestation event. Because my body said, oh, you don't want to go? No problem. We'll give you a reason to stay home because we're powerful creators. And I went, hadn't been doing this work, hadn't worked or realized any of my fears. So I'm just wondering, you, the pod club, how does it feel for you when you get invited to things? You always excited to go? What if you had five things in one night? How would you handle? What does this mean for you?
Well, I found this discussion so interesting because for as long as I can remember, I always get stressed out when I get an invitation, even if it's something that I think is going to be really fun. It's just like my first instinct is just like, yay, yes. And then immediately, oh God, no, this is going to be too stressful. My schedule is too tight. It's too much. And, you know, worry, worry, worry. How do I get myself out of this?
I feel so, you, girl. That was me.
Always. And I always thought it had to do with like some sort of fear of committing or overcommitting or whatever.
Right. Because to you, what do you think when that invitation comes into the of course, anytime there's inspiration, there's fear right after, right? So if I get an audition about something I'm excited about, ooh, there's an audition, then immediately I wish it wasn't there and I don't want to do it. Right. Fear. So what for you do you think is the fear or the limiting belief when the invitation comes in after you get it?
I think it's around like not having enough time or enough energy, that I'm not enough, that I don't have enough resources to go around.
I have the same one. Isn't mm-hmm. it true that when we are aligned or we're connecting, that we have all the energy in the world, that when you're having a good time, time flies? And
it gives you energy.
It gives you energy. And isn't that so fascinating that we immediately are afraid trying to conserve our energy, make sure we have enough. And if we keep doing that more and more, trying to quote, keep ourselves safe, that you could see how we would, after a certain point in time, just be sitting alone in a room feeling tired because we're disconnected. And the more disconnected you are, the more tired you feel. Fear, of course, tired is, of course, resistance. I think that's actually what was happening to me. I was saying no, no, no. And I was home and just always tired.
Because right. And I feel like the culture supports this too, because it's like, no, there's a lot of like, you know, I'm going to sit at home and meditate and self-care and recharge.
Me
and like,
time.
All of this. Yes.
Me exactly. time. Exactly. And mm-hmm. isn't it interesting that in all this work, the idea is you don't need me time, eek, that exactly it gives you energy to connect and be in alignment. You're flying when you're in alignment. It feels so good. You have in a conversation with someone, it's like, it's electrifying. And then you lose your voice for the next day because you have a belief that you will, but it's interesting.
But one thing that would be common with the three of your responses, I think, would be the fact that you also do have a partner and children. You have things that, you know, further sort of, limit your bandwidth.
Right. But bullshit. I call bullshit on myself because look what I'm doing right now in my life compared to what I was doing when I had only one child. I'm doing mm-hmm. way more and I have mm-hmm. way more energy because time stretches and you actually don't need as much sleep as you think you need. But at the same time, what my sister said, which was, what if you do need to take a reset, and in that reset, you find your alignment again. So it is important to be able to find your alignment. And even though Joshua would say you don't need me time, Esther Hicks and Abraham would say, if you need me time, go home and have some me time, right? So I think it's the ideal, not the ideal, but in the non-physical, we don't sleep because sleep is a break from all resistance, and we have no resistance in the non-physical, so we don't need to sleep. So here we do, but if we can start to decrease the resistance, you don't need quite as much, or you don't worry about it if you don't get it. You know it's going to be okay. And that if you want to have me time, take it and don't make it mean anything. The priority is just getting into alignment. And it, I would say yes to the invitation and process the fear and process it enough and see how it goes. Because either one of two things are going to happen. It's either going to be a giant manifestation event, or it's going to be a ball, or it's going to be an okay, good time.
A ball. You know?
A ball. Balls. 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 Are we going to turn into sweaty balls?
I actually literally, that was the name of my class. I name my class every week a different name. And this week it was sweaty balls.
Because there are no coincidences. How about that? No. How about that? Sweaty balls.
I'm interested to know Heidi's response to this.
Yeah, me too.
Because you know that I can't stand these things.
Yes.
Girl, it's my worst nightmare. Oh. It was.
I think mine has to do with acceptance. Mm-hmm. And why? Why? I mean, you know, when I get down to the heart of it, I don't feel like I care. But I obviously do, or else I wouldn't have a hang up about it.
Rejection is an acceptance, or they're Mac Daddies for every human, even the ones that say that they're not, because it is tied into loss. If you're not accepted, there will be loss there. And yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But of course, you know that you can never be rejected ever, ever, ever. And if you're in a situation where you find yourself having been left out of plans, or having not been included, or not able to connect in a conversation at a party, then that's just a mirror for you based on what you believe about yourself. And you cultivated that moment for yourself. Now what happens if you just say yes and do the thing where you know it's about acceptance, and you say, I'm having fear about this and I don't want to do it because of my fear of acceptance, and then tell yourself all the beautiful things till you believe them. And then you show up differently, and then everybody shows up differently to you.
It's true. I mean, I just have made a conscious effort to just force myself to go to those such, you know, things that I feel uncomfortable with. And they're actually always almost always I show up and I end up having a good time. And I think, why in the world was I so panicked about that? Because it wasn't a big deal. So I just tell myself now, if there's something, which obviously there's not a lot these days, but right. It is something. I mean, I have an event actually in November that I have already been mulling over in my mind. And not the last place I want to be, but I'm going to go and I'm going to have a smile. I mean, I'm already telling myself, why am I getting stressed out about this?
And you're already saying, I'm going to slap a smile on my face, which is already an effort. You know what? This is why this needed to happen right now. I think a lot of people are feeling this sort of thing because of the re-entry into the world. And now it's sort of changing again, and people are sort of not sure about how this is going to go. And so there's a lot of this, but how can you look at it like an adventure and see how you will show up now being different, as of course you are every millisecond of every day, but vastly different. And maybe you'll make connections with somebody. Just what can unfold for you that would be fascinating, that'll be interesting, that'll be fun. What is this for you? This event with a capital E. Not think about, oh, I'm going to slap a smile on my face, but how can you actually connect with people I don't know if it's outside or indoors, but however you logistically choose to do that, I have no judgment on it. How can you connect with people that fills you with joy and love and come with acceptance? And if you come with that acceptance of all the things, if you show up with that, then see all this. I know this maybe not be the scenario where you're worried about acceptance, but it's a definitely a good playground to see if you come in with all this acceptance of everyone else who also has to be there or wants to be there, then how they receive you and how differently they receive you. I mean, that applies though for all the things, even the country club crew, where how much acceptance can you come in with and saying, I see all of you, you are all source, you are all God, you were all put here for my benefit. You're all here for me. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for all the times you activated me. Thank you for getting me on this journey of self-discovery. I'm just going to come and just give you all love. I just see you all as who you are. And I see some of you are in massive fear, and I'm going to send you compassion and love with my heart because I know that's a hard place to be. I'm just so grateful to be here and then see how they show up to you differently.
I'll report back.
I can't wait.
One thing that I noticed, because I have done this and now for, you know, a few months, is that every time I can shift into alignment and I say yes, I don't disconnect. I say yes. I did this last night. I did not want to do it, but I did it.
Yes.
And I run into somebody which sets off a chain of events that is so right and exactly right. Like right. A beautiful, I hadn't connected. This is my cousin. Her mother, actually, it would be so great to see her right now. She's not doing well. I wouldn't have seen her had I not. So it's like, it opens yes. you up to, you know,
and
my dance teacher.
And that gives you the confidence to say yes to more things because mm-hmm. you know that's coming. And that's the same thing right. with me picking up the phone. I know something in this call is meant to happen. So I'm going to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to say that this is all very cool and it's very exciting. And how can you just say yes in your behaviors, say yes to alignment, say yes to the people in your life, say yes to the invitations, say yes to the inspirations. How can you notice the fear, push past the fear, notice the fear at the thought level, process it, say, why do I have fear? What's the limiting belief here? What do I believe about myself or the situation or the other people that is causing me to feel these unwanted emotions? And then remind yourself that that is all just part of this game and that they're there just as guidance and that you are love and they are love and the conditions are love and everything was created out of love and that nothing is wrong. And as awful and difficult and quote bad as something may seem, it is for the benefit of everyone involved. There's growth happening, expansion happening, and you do not have to approve of it. You do not have to like it, but acceptance, as Jordan so eloquently put, is the idea, is the love, is the way to add the love to the reality, is seeing the divine perfection in all these things. How can you see the perfection? And how can you notice your thoughts and catch them at that level? Catch them at the level when you find yourself saying, I don't have time. I can't do this right now. I don't want to go. I'm going to be too tired. I don't want to do that. I can't pick up this. I need to go grocery shopping. How can you notice those things at that level and say, how do I make this fun? How do I turn this around? How do I make this enjoyable? How do I approach this with curiosity? How do I add love to the balloon, throw water on the fire, and get back into alignment? And if I can't do it in the moment, how can I do it with general ideas, more broad ideas of just saying, I know it's going to be okay. I know this is temporary. This too shall pass. And if you start doing that, then you can get more into the specificity of things, start to feel yourself shift into alignment and let that momentum get into the rainbow truck, drive that truck, see where it goes, have fun, daydream, all with love, all with acceptance. Do that. Have a good time. Nothing is that serious. We're really just here to play around. So let the foundation crumble. Let it do whatever the hell it needs to do. And let's see where it takes us. And shall we?
Balls. And balls.
And balls.
My November event is a ball.
Hey, so the theme really today is balls. Is there a song about balls?
No. All I can think of is big balls.
But there's about to be, yeah.
I love you, ladies. Thank you for being here. I was thinking of Bouncing Around the Room by Phish, but that's not. Because in the concert, they'd have the big balls. Nightmare, once again, I'm
the rainbow. The rainbow chuck was, for me, was Casey Jones, was Grateful Dead Casey Jones. So we were in the same vibe with that.
Oh, yes.
Driving that train, high on cocaine.
Casey Jones, better
watch your speed.
We're having a little fun at the end there. Thank you again for joining us in another conversation. The truth is we attract ideas, right? We don't actually invent them. But the idea is that people are raising their vibrations enough to become a match to these new ideas. These same ideas that brought you here. You've raised your vibration enough to be at a point now that you're ready to receive these new ideas and process these new ideas and play around with them. And it's thrilling. And we're all doing this together. And can you imagine thinking about the car 200 years ago, what these thoughts are going to birth 200 years from now. And this is what we're doing here. And it's amazing. And so I'm just so grateful to you. Thank you again. As always, this is Jackie Seiden, and I am sending love.